Reach out to us. Our Twitter handle is at RS Bear It All. Facebook is facebook.com/3BearItAll. And our email address is BearItAll3@hotmail.com. I want to say thank you so very much to all of our supporters. We thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning into us every single week and for sharing this show with your friends. To all of our new folks out there, if you are joining Bear It All for the first time, we want to welcome you. So sit back, relax, and get ready to bear it all. I'm super excited tonight because I have a sister friend that's going to bring a message on Believe, and I'm so excited. She's been on this show numerous times, so she's definitely a friend to the show, and she's definitely a friend of mine, and that's Pastor Dr. Leslie Brown. But before we bring her on, I want to know how you guys out there are doing. I want you to get on this call and definitely have a chat with Dr. Brown. And you can call in at 347-855-8229. I also want to share with you, if you are new to our program here at Bear It All, that I've got a book out there. It's good. Just go get it. You can get it on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And I'm working on another project, and we'll let you know about that project next week. So you guys definitely have to stay tuned. I hope you guys are keeping up on what's happening in the world and current events. I know that some people don't like to watch the news and find out what's going on in the world, but you're living here, so you kind of need to be aware of what's going on, of the terrorist attack that took place in Belgium that they said now was a terrorist attack, the plane that got hijacked on its way to Cairo. That was not, they claimed, a terrorist attack. That was just some man with a fake bomb vest, a bomb attached to his vest, and they claimed that was not a terrorist attack. I hope you're definitely keeping up with the presidential race and all that's taking place, and the candidates, and Trump saying that the Republican National Committee treated him unfairly after refusing to say he backed the GOP nominee if it was not him. In case you guys don't know, typically what happens is if you are not the nominee, if it's in your party, you support the nominee that is in your party. You're supposed to support them. And they're saying, and Trump is like, they're saying they're not going to support me if I don't support whoever it is. And obviously Trump is running, you know, Ted Cruz is in his party, so that's his competition. You know, this whole election candidacy, the whole race, the whole debate has been entertaining, to say the least. And hopefully these guys can get it together, because realistically, any of them running the country, not the way they ran this race. It's just like a playground. Kids in a playground, and they're just calling each other names. And we're adults, and we need to get past that and deal with the real issues, because there are real issues taking place in this country that need to be handled, and we need real people who are serious to run our country. Okay? Enough games. Now, I want to stop talking, and I want to bring on Dr. Brown, because I'm excited. I just got to let y'all know, while we were off the air and we were in the green room, before we came on, Dr. Brown came at me sideways. So, hi, Dr. Brown.
Hey, Duncan, I did not come at you sideways.
She did. She came at me sideways. I know it was through, it was God.
It was the truth.
Her.
It was the truth, people,
you know,
not sideways.
She coming. Tell me it was the truth. I'll let you guys know what we were talking about. We were talking about my phone. But just to show you guys an example of even something as small as a phone, there's a message behind it, and Dr. Zephy is going to share about believing, and I don't want to give you any more about her message. So without any further ado, I want to give this lady as much time. I do want you guys to definitely call in and talk to Dr. Brown, because she's going to hit home, and she gives it to you real, and she gives it to you raw. So if you feel you can't handle that sounds like a personal issue, y'all need to learn how to handle it, but she's going to get you right. Don't worry about that. Call in 347-855-829. Doc, it's all yours. Take it away.
Thank you, Doc, for having me on There It All once again. It's always a pleasure to come on your show. And just so you guys know, tonight's message is titled Believe. Take off your grave clothes and prophesy over your life. I'm going to repeat that, because I'm not going to be on the phone lines long tonight. But once again, the message title is Believe. Take off your grave clothes and prophesy over your life. And when Doc reached out to me about what I wanted to speak about, I told her that I was going to speak about Believe. But as I began to dig into my message and the scriptures that God had placed upon my heart, he took me over to John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. Once again, that's John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. And I'm coming from the NLT, New Living Translation Bible. And then he took me over to Ezekiel 37, verses 4 through 7. That's Ezekiel 37, verses 4 through 7, and I'm going to come from the NIV Bible when reading from Ezekiel. Now, I'm not going to speak before you guys long this evening, as I've repeated before, but I believe that this is a timely word for the callers on the line tonight. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I'm going to be talking about belief and how to believe when you are against all odds. But before I go there, I just want to thank Doc once again for inviting me to utilize her platform. She's always open to me coming on and speaking. So just thank you once again. So you people, please support her book and support her whenever she's on the line every Wednesday night at 7. So let's flip in your Bible or tap into your Bible app to John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. We're going to begin reading. And it reads, Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. Roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible. Jesus responded, didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. And I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing there, so that they will believe you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, unwrap him and let him go. So now let's flip over to Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 4 through 7. And it reads, then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these dry bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath in you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So let's just bow our head in a simple prayer before I go into the message tonight. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, for all of the callers who did not count it as robbery to come on the line tonight. And we thank you, God, for allowing Doc to use her platform in such a gracious manner. We thank you, God, for decreasing the flesh in Leslie and increasing your spirit inside of me, Father God, so that I may bring this word and let it be a timely word to all of the listeners on the call. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this evening we're talking about believing and tapping into that place called faith. See, your faith is one of the most powerful weapons you can ever carry in your spiritual toolbox. Hebrews 11 and 1 states that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Every day as a believer, it's your job to shape your faith, increase your faith, and teach others how to activate their faith. Faith means that there are things you can't see yet, but yet you believe. For example, you can't see wind, but yet you believe that wind exists. That's a reality. When you have faith, you believe without a shadow of a doubt that God will fulfill all of his promises according to the words in the Bible. As a believer, in order to walk in faith, you must embrace every single word. For the callers on the line tonight, when you activate your faith, walk by faith, speak words of faith, you then make room for God to then carry out his promises for your life through the assurance that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. I've stopped by this evening to tell somebody that this is the season where you will no longer live among the dead. God told me that when I come on the line tonight to share this message, that some of you need to drop the dead mentality. Some of you need to drop the dead things because you're no longer going to utilize those dead things in the next season where he's taking you. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So in other words, if you can know, if God is telling you that, listen, in this season, you have to increase your faith. In this season, you must believe that if I say a thing, I'm going to bring that thing to pass. But in other words, what is coming from your mouth? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue, according to Proverbs 18 and 21. And it all starts with the transformation of mind and letting go of your graveyard mentality and letting go of those dead things that are no longer serving a purpose in your life. And on top of that, you're going to have to learn to start prophesying over your life, speaking positive words, positive affirmations over your life. And I don't care how your situation looks or what you're going through, God is saying, what are you speaking over your life? What are you going to believe in this season? So for those of you who have lost faith for whatever reason, spouse may have walked out on you, you may have suffered some type of health issue, you're having some type of lack, your family members or your friends are not supporting you, you may right now go through some type of financial problems or issues, your kids are probably acting out at school, but whatever your situation is, it's imperative that you believe that God has a plan for your life, according to the promises written in Jeremiah 29 and 11. Understand right now that Jesus is standing at your tomb's entrance, just like he was standing at Lazarus' tomb's entrance, and he's calling your name. So whatever your name is, you have to understand that Jesus is calling your name. He's only waiting for you to believe. Even though Lazarus was dead, Lazarus still hearkened to Jesus' voice. The scripture shows us that even in death, Lazarus still heard Jesus. Lazarus still moved at the command of Jesus' voice. So the Bible tells us in verse 39, roll the stone aside, Jesus told them, but Martha, the dead man's sister, protest. He has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible. And as I began to read that, God began to minister to my heart, and he says that somebody needs to catch this in the atmosphere, that just like Martha, some of you are worried about the wrong thing. Martha wasn't worried about whether or not Jesus could bring Lazarus back from the dead. She wasn't believing at that moment that, listen, all of the miracles that I've seen this man perform, I'm worried about the wrong thing. I'm worried about him being dead and him being trapped in this tomb, locked up in this tomb for 4 days. I'm worried about if they roll this stone away from the entrance to the tomb, I'm worried about this odor, this smell that is going to come from the tomb. God told me to let somebody know, you've been reeking for a while. Some situations in your life have had a bad, foul odor for quite some time. But if you believe, I too can raise that from the dead. I too can make that foul thing anew. All I need for you to do is to stand still, believe the promises that are written in the Bible, and believe. But once again, Martha was busy concerning herself with the terrible smell. So I want to ask some of you on the line who are listening in tonight, what are you believing? What are you concerning yourself with? Instead of believing the positive and believing the promises that God has spoken over your life, what are you believing? Are you believing that you are the victim or the victor? Are you believing that, guess what, this situation that I'm going through is so foul right now and it's reeking so heavily right now, there is no possible way that God can bring me out of my current situation. I need for you to ask yourself, what do you believe? See, don't miss your assignment because you're distracted by the wrong thing. See, Martha almost missed the purpose of that whole thing about Jesus coming at the last minute, Jesus coming 4 days later, or the stone being rolled at the entrance of the tomb. She almost missed it because why? She was being distracted by the wrong thing. She was being distracted by the foul odor. She was being distracted that her brother had been dead for 4 years and that Jesus took his own lawfully slow time to get there. So she was. She also was exhibiting a level of unbelief. How many of you are on the phone tonight? You're exhibiting a level of unbelief. Time and time again, God has brought you out, but then yet you're still exhibiting some form of belief or some form of having a graveyard mentality. Or are you concerned with the wrong things in this season? What are you believing? That's the question. What are you believing? I don't know how your situation is looking or smelling right now, or what the doctor's reports are saying about you or a certain family member, or what the bill collectors are saying when they're calling your house, or what you're telling yourself if your business hadn't taken up off the ground yet, if you're an entrepreneur and you're spending time at the time and countless dollars at the countless dollars you're pouring into your business and it hadn't birthed yet. God is saying for me to ask you, what are you believing? Because you have to understand that God has the last say-so. Jesus wasn't in a rush to get to Lazarus. Why? Because God was going to get the glory. He wanted his disciples to see this miraculous, this supernatural breakthrough. He wanted Mary and Martha to believe that, listen, I am the Son of God. God can do the impossible whenever he gets ready to do the impossible. I don't have to make it there at 5 o'clock when the light company says that your light bill is due at 5. I can show up at 4:45 and your bill can be paid. What are you believing? What are you believing? Because verse 40 goes on to say again, Jesus responded, didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? You must believe, even if you're afflicted with a graveyard mentality. Because some of us, we've gone through so much in past seasons that we don't know how to believe anything else. We only know how to believe the bad. We don't know how to believe the good. Or we don't know how to stand on unshakable faith and wait for God to prove himself once again. See, some of you are wrapped in graveyard clothing because you've walked around dead for so long. You are only existing. You're not living. Some of you are reeking from a foul odor because of everything you've been through over the last 4 days or the last 4 months or the last 4 years. But God sent me here to ask somebody, what do you believe? Understand that Jesus is shouting your name right now. He's standing at the entrance of the tomb and he's shouting your name. But the only problem is he wants to know, do you believe? He's saying, Lazarus, come out. You just need to place your name there instead of Lazarus. He's saying, Lazarus, come out. So in other words, he's saying, Leslie, come out. Leslie, come out. Leslie, come out. See, that's prophesying over yourself. See, somebody needs to catch this in the atmosphere right now tonight. You need to start inserting your name in Lazarus' place and start yelling, come out. Because, see, you need to call yourself back from death. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I don't know who I'm ministering to tonight. But somebody has been functioning in a dead, dry place. So whatever your situation is, you're going to have to learn to prophesy over your life and believe that God is working your situation out for your good. So verse 44 reminds us that, and the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a head cloth. Jesus told them, unwrap him and let him go. I got excited when I read that. Why? Because Jesus is telling them, listen, unwrap this man and let him go. Because Lazarus was resurrected from the dead. And this right here shows everyone who's listening to this call that that was a very powerful movement of God. God was freeing Lazarus from the dead. God was bringing all of these unbelievers to believe that, listen, I can do the impossible. If I say a thing, if I speak a word, if I give a mandate, if I make a promise, my word will not fall to the ground, according to 1 Samuel and 3. God's word is in void. So this is the season and this is the hour where you need to prophesy over your dry bones, because then that's when God took me to Ezekiel 37 and he says, Leslie, listen, so many of my people, they're living in the valley of dry bones. Everything around them is dry. Their finances is dry. Their mentality is dry. What they're doing in life is dry. They're not living. They're merely existing. They're going into dry jobs. Their marriages have become stale. Their children are functioning from a dry place. So God then began to tell me, listen, I'm calling my people back from this graveyard mentality. I'm calling my people back from the graveyard, and I'm telling them to strip themselves from from this graveyard clothing that they have worn for much too long. God's response to Ezekiel was in 37 and 4. He says, prophesy to these dry bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the words of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you. And you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So as I close, someone needs to understand, and somebody needs to be reminded on this line this evening, that through prayer and faith, and by you standing on unshakable faith, and by you believing that what is impossible with man is not impossible with God, according to Luke 18 and 27. Therefore, believe God. Take off your graveyard clothes. Take off the graveyard mentality. Let it go, because some of you have functioned in this dead season for much too long, and God wants to do a new work in you. God wants to renew some things in your life. He wants to rejuvenate your spirit. He wants to transform your mind. He wants you to walk amongst the living and not the dead. So start prophesying over your life. Amen? Amen. So Doc, I am finished.
Wow. Wow, you let me tell y'all something. Y'all better get on this phone and call in and talk to Doc. Number is 347-855-29. If you want to get on the line, press the number 1, and that'll indicate that you want to get on air and chat it up with us. Doc, that was okay, I'm going to get my phone tomorrow. Okay. I'm getting rid of my dry bones. I'm letting go of that dead mentality. Drop the dead things. Drop the dead mentality. Man, that hit home when you were talking about entrepreneurs and you know, you can't be having, and it's something so simple, like you can't be having a phone that hang up on folks. Like, what is that saying about I'm convicted is what I am now. Before, I was still trying to hold on. But now
those dead things that are no longer applicable to the season, Doc. You got to let it go. Let it go. I'm coaching you for free right now. Let it go.
And let me let y'all know, Dr. Brown is known as the faith heart coach, because she is going to resuscitate some things in your life. So it's so, I don't know what the word is, but it's just so timely that this is your message on believing and getting rid of the dry bones, and here you are. Your passion that God put in your heart is to help people to resuscitate their faith.
Yeah.
That means that faith was dead, and you're helping them to shed that dead graveyard clothing and resuscitate their heart, resuscitate their life.
That's right.
Is amazing. I absolutely love it. It is just wow. And some of us, you said something interesting. You said some of us are worried about the wrong things, just like Martha.
Martha.
What kind of things do people are worried about the wrong things? Like what? Because some of us, we feel like, okay, but that's part of life. I get so caught up. But are they getting caught up in just the wrong things and keeping their focus somewhere else other than where it should be?
Exactly. Like they're focusing on the wrong thing because, listen, for example, I have ran into so many people coaching who say, you know what, God has called me to do this or God has called me to do that. But then yet you're worried about the wrong thing. You're worried about, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? Well, God has sent you to people to do it. God has placed – if God, I'm a firm believer that if God gives you the vision, he's going to make the provision. Hello. And so many people, they don't function by that principle. They don't function by that belief. So did God really give you the vision? Because see, if God has given you something, if God has spoken a word into your life, 1 Samuel 3 speaks about that thing. If he says it, it's not going to fall to the ground. So did God really say it? Or we're telling ourselves that. You know, because some of us, we suffer from, what is it called, delusion of grandeur, you know, because it sounds good. Because everybody else is doing it. So I want to jump on the bandwagon. So we have to be careful that we're not being distracted by the wrong thing. Because, see, Martha was about to miss it. She's so busy worrying about, oh, my God, if they roll that that stone back from the entrance, everybody that's standing around waiting to see the miracle now, but everybody who's standing around, they're going to smell that foul odor. Do you really think people are going to care about the foul odor, or are they going to care about the supernatural miracle that's about to transform and take place?
Woo, I got to give a shout-out to Tiana Long. She's on here, and she's like, I'm on, and I'm hearing you drop the mic. So she's hearing you drop the mic, Doc. That's one thing. Speakers, they never drop the mic. But I understand what you're saying. Speaker, don't let that go now. You got to fight them and get the speaker off the mic.
I'm telling you.
Wow. I like that. If God gives you the vision, he will give you the provision. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, Doc, and this is not an interview. It's just us having a conversation. Like, how do people know if it's God or if it's them? Because some folks just don't know the difference.
Okay. Well, if God is speaking to you, you're going to know it's God, because guess what? That nudging feeling is never going to leave you. I wrote a book called The Thorns Within. And if you think about a rose, right, and say, for instance, if that thorn on the side of that rose keeps pricking you on your side, hey, hello, that's something that you need to take care of. Now, if God gives you a vision, he's going to keep nudging you. He's going to keep pricking your heart, or he's going to keep speaking to your spirit. You're not going to be able to just readily walk away from that thing so easily. You know how you can just walk away from a stale sandwich on the counter, but I don't want that sandwich. I'm not coming back for that sandwich. Just leave it alone. But you know how you have gone somewhere really good, you purchased yourself something really good to eat from one of a high-end restaurant, you're like, I spent $25. No, I'm going to come back and I'm going to eat that. I don't care if it takes you 2-3 days, your mind will never leave that meal. That's how it is when God is going to speak to you. Your mind is going to keep wandering back on that thing. Because you know why? Because you've paid a heavy price for it. See what I'm saying? So when you when God has given you a vision, he's going to make the provisions for it, especially when it's your season. Now, if you're out of season, see, and this is the thing that people have to understand, that purpose is seasonal. I believe that purpose is seasonal. And a lot of people don't understand that purpose is seasonal. Just like Rahab in the Bible, the prostitute. God strictly spoke to her, listen, I want you to help my spies get in, and I want you to help them get out. Her purpose wasn't for weeks at a time or for a year or 2 years. See, a lot of people, they want purpose, and they're seeking purpose. And they want to stand and they want to believe, but then they feel as if, if God has not given me no big major platform to stand on so I can bring in hundreds of thousands of people, then certainly that's not my purpose. Well, hello, your purpose can be a one-day purpose like the prostitute Rahab, or your purpose could possibly be, I'm standing in the grocery store line and this elderly lady is in front of me and I just got paid today, and now this lady is lacking $5 to finish pay for her groceries. Now, am I going to let her put her groceries back, or am I going to answer the call? And see, some people miss the call because the call is small. The call is simple. The purpose is small because they're waiting for God to, like Tiana say, drop the mic with this big purpose. And some of us, we're not chosen or selected to have a big purpose, so to speak. Our purpose is not going to be for us to walk it out for 6 months or a year or 10 years or create this monumentous legacy where it's going to last a lifetime. So we have to understand what season we're in and what God has called us to do.
Wow. Tiana said, yes, it costs to go to the next level. The cost is not always money. And we automatically think that. We automatically go to, how much is this going to cost me? It's not always about the monetary, as you said, Tiana. It's not always about the dollar, but what is it really going to cost you? And let me tell you, and Doc, put me in line if I'm off, but when it's of God, I find for myself, I'll speak personally, when I'm doing something that is of God and something that God has placed in my heart to do, doors just be flying open. Like, I don't have to do much. I don't have to do anything. Doors just fly open. People come to me and want to give. People just want to say, hey, come on, I need you to do this. I've been looking for somebody like you. It just seems so easy when it is God's purpose for my life.
That's right.
How I feel. And when it's not, and it's all about Raquel doing what she got to do, what she want to do, it's a struggle.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where I think a lot of people, they're standing at the crossroads and they're trying to decide, should I go left or should I go right? Well, first of all, go into the presence of God. See, let's go back to Martha, Lazarus' sister. Mm-hmm. See, Martha was the busybody. Mary was the one that always sat at Jesus' feet, sat in his presence, communed with him, gleaned from him. She gleaned from Jesus. When Jesus would come and would stay with them and would dine with them. See, oftentimes a lot of us, we're so busy that we miss what God is saying, and we're missing whether or not God is telling us this is your season or this is just a temporary assignment.
Hmm.
And because we're being busybodies, we can miss our assignment and we can miss how God is speaking to our hearts intimately because we're refusing to sit and read our Bibles. We're refusing to sit and meditate. We're refusing to sit and journal what we're hearing God say. We refuse to take time and go on some type of long, quiet walk so we can hear from God. Because we're so busy with our day-to-day life. We're so busy with the job. Or we're so busy, you know, becoming everybody who, you know, my mama told me I needed to be. Or my daddy told me I need to be. Or my sister, brother, cousin told me I needed to be. Or my professor told me, oh, I think you'll be good at this. But did you ever ask God? And that's why so many people in this season and in this hour, we find ourselves just merely existing and not living.
Mm.
Because we're walking out other people's purpose or assignment, and we're not listening to God.
Wow. Now I told y'all before that Doc is like my sister friend, so we have tons of conversations, and one of the conversations we've had was, and folks, don't feel like y'all can't join our conversation. We want you to join the conversation. That's why we're here, and we call it a conversation, okay? So definitely 347-855-8229. Hit the number one or get on air with us. But one of the conversations that we've had is, what I'm realizing for myself, Doc, is that God is kind of taking me, like, out of my comfort zone and making me learn, and I say making me learn new things because that's what he's doing. Like, you know, I know God says free will, but he's making me learn some things. He's taking me out of what I'm used to, because you know how I feel about this social media stuff and keeping up, and you and I talk about this all the time, and you constantly are telling me, that's what you got to do. You just need to find what works for you, which one works for you. But God has taken me way out of my comfort zone and has got me learning so many different things, but I like it. You know, it expands me, it grows me, and I tell people this all the time. When you're not in your comfort zone, that's where you can, your expansion takes place, your growth of your character takes place, when you're not in your comfort zone. Because in our comfort zone, it's so warm and cozy, and it's what we're used to. But how do we learn anything new if we keep doing what we're used to? Like, I don't know how any of you feel, and I'd love for you guys to chime in and not sit in the background and just have thoughts and conversations by yourself, but join our conversation. So that's what I'm finding for myself, Doc, is that he's taking me out of my comfort zone, and because I spend time, you know, in God's presence, I'm like, okay, God, I'm going, you know, because for me, when it's of God, I feel at peace with things that I'm doing. When it's not God, there's like this turmoil inside of me. And it's like, okay, I used to still want to press on through the turmoil, like, no, that's what it's supposed to be. And it don't work out. I got to say that.
Exactly. And it's not going to work out because God didn't ordain for that thing to work out. We have to be careful. And I'm going to give a prime example. When you're moving out of season, when you're talking about Saul versus David, because Saul became jealous. Mm-hmm. And Saul wanted to move out of season. But guess what? David was already anointed and appointed to be the next king. So how are you going to be jealous? But yet you still want a whole rank. You still want a whole title. Sometimes we have to, you know, bow out gracefully. Sometimes we have to say, you know what? God didn't call me to that. I called myself to that. But then if we're to be that honest with ourselves, sometimes people can't be honest with themselves. And you'll never be honest with yourself until you let go of some of the things that are holding you back from the truth. So what are those things that are keeping you captive to lying to yourself? What story are you telling yourself that's keeping you held captive? Because, see, until you let some things go, you'll never be in that place to where you can spiritually align yourself with God so God can, what I like to call, clean out, you know, the buildup of wax from your ear so you can hear him spiritually, or take, you know, the blinders off of your eyes so you can see clearly the map, the plan, the road that he wants to place you upon. Some of us, we have so much graveyard clothes wrapped up on us. I mean, for years and months, just all of that gunk. We got to let it go. We have to cleanse ourselves. We have to transform our mind. Some of us, we hold on to that graveyard mentality. Our mentality is dead. We're still functioning from the 80s when we're in 2016, and we're trying to make the 80s applicable to 2016, and it's not working.
So we try to make things a permanent staple in our life when they're only supposed to be there for a season.
That's exactly right. And not picking on you, Doc, but tell the people about your phone, you know? Your phone situation, though, is a good example, though. That's why you can't do Periscope.
Let me tell y'all something. Because it says pastor and doctor in front of her name, don't think Doc ain't coming at you sideways, because she's coming at you head on, but you're going to take it as sideways because you know what she's saying is true. So I've got, like, what is it, Doc? The second or third iPhone ever made?
Yes.
And so I'm trying to step out of my comfort zone and get into the social media thing. So I'm trying to do this Periscope thing. Now, my phone, now I know what y'all saying. Periscope, you tap twice, it flips the camera so it can see you and you can give you a little message. My camera don't flip. I can hit it twice. I can hit it 40 times. I hit it 300. It don't flip. So I went to the AT&T store today. And I was telling the guy my issue. The guy didn't even want to hear me. He was just busy writing up what I need, how much money I need to bring in order to purchase my next phone. He was like, yeah, your phone is not going to have any kind of updates on it, and it doesn't have the capability of holding new information. So in order to get the new information, which is Periscope, be able to use it properly, I have to get rid of my old phone. He was not even trying to have a discussion with me. He wasn't trying to say, oh, well, you know, try it on. Do you have anything else that you can try, like another electronic device? He wasn't trying to hear none of that. All he knew was that what I had was not working, and it was time to move on past it. Yeah, that's what he's saying. But, yeah, you know, that just, I was fighting that. I'm going to let y'all know I'm fighting it because I like my phone. I'm comfortable with it. But here again, I just told y'all about getting out of your comfort zone, right? So now I've got to get out of my comfort zone, get my new phone so that it really does work and it cuts people off. Doc and I are on the phone all the time. And sometimes she just don't, she talking, and then don't hear me. And that's because my phone cut her off, but I may only be at 50%, but the phone dies anyway. So, you know, something as simple as a phone, but it definitely connects with Doc's message about getting rid of the dead things, that the grave clothes. This phone is, it's the grave clothes, you know, and I need to just shed it, get rid of it, and be able to move forward. Because right now, in all honesty, it is holding me back from reaching a wider audience because I can't do Periscope. And though I found an alternate route, that doesn't mean anything. This is still holding me back. And I'm getting that realization. As I said, Doc came at me sideways, and I was convicted. So am I going to the store tomorrow to get my phone? Okay, I'm going to get it by the end of the week. How about that, Doc? Doc is like, that's not even a game. You hear that laugh? That laugh is not one that she's in agreement. That laugh means, no, you need to be going there tomorrow, girl. I don't know what you're talking about by the end of the week. It's already Wednesday. I know, Doc. I know what that laugh means. I know how it is. And I'm just saying, you know, wait, hold on. Tiana came back and she said, when I said, did you come at you sideways? She said, she throws a mean 1-2 punch right between the eyes and makes you update. Oh, so Tiana coming at me sideways. Tiana, don't be a Facebook thug. Get on the line. Talk to her. Don't be a Facebook thug now writing stuff. Get on the line. Hit the number one. Join the conversation. Tiana told me it's time to upgrade. She want to know when I'm upgrading. We need a date. She trying to make me.
That's right, Tiana. She needs to make a commitment.
Listen, she's asking me for one. She's like, we need a date. She at work. Talking about, I'm at work. Now she's punking out talking about, oh, I'm at work. Girl, you should be talking to a client. Get on the phone. Join us. But I will go tomorrow. And so I'm now committed. Everybody's hearing me. This is recorded. You know. So I'll go tomorrow and upgrade my phone and get rid of that the grave clothes from that. It definitely is time. But, guys, get on the phone. I know I don't want to call people out, but I know folks on the line who really need to confess, because you're committed to what you confess. So I've just confessed that I'm going to upgrade my phone tomorrow. What are you guys committed to that you need to confess? And confess it here. There's no judgment. This is like a judgment-free zone right up in here. But you're committed to what you confess. So share it amongst friends in a non-judgmental forum and get some help. Doc may have a word for you. You know, I'm just throwing it out there. I ain't saying she may have a word. Call in. Share it with us. Because honestly, if you don't confess it, whether you confess it to us or yourself and you don't say it out loud, you're going to keep putting it off. You're going to keep holding on to those grave clothes because they're warm and cozy and comfy and you broke them in. You had them on for so long. The reality is it's time to let it go. And all jokes aside, I really will go back to the store and see that AT&T person and get rid of my phone and shed those grave clothes. I can own up to that. It's all right. Oh, no, Tiana, don't doubt. Tiana, you're a Facebook thug. Come on now, I'll talk about you at work. Yes, you come at me, and this is what we're doing. This is real. This is live media. She wants to see a picture of the new phone. I'm not going to take a picture of the new phone, Tiana. I'm not going to do that, love. Tell me how I take a picture of my new phone. I can do that, and I will
that
post it in Doc's group. Doc's group, let me let y'all know, is Self-Love Starts Now. Y'all need to get on there, join the group. She always posts every day something so inspirational and so motivational. And while I'm saying that nice stuff about inspirational and motivational, she is also going to challenge you. So she'll ask you questions, and not just regular questions. She's going to ask you to fill in the blank, like you back in school. Doc will give you a fill in the blank in a minute.
That's
she
right.
tells you her posts are about fill in the blank because she really wants you to get in touch with you and get committed. Stop playing games. We laugh and we joke, but, you know, Doc and I are serious about our business, about what we do, and we're more serious about helping others live their life and believe
right.
in themselves and
that's
love
right.
themselves.
So
that's our passion, right, Doc?
That's right. That's right. That is correct. And I believe in those fill-in-the-blank guys because guess what? Then that's a certain level of commitment because if you type it, then guess what? Every time you see it, you're going to be like, she's right. I got to let go of the fear. If that's what you type, I have to let go of the procrastination. If that's what you type, because certain things are holding you back. Shed those graveyard clothes. Shed that graveyard mentality. This is a new year. We're only in the month of March. March is over. Tomorrow, you still have time to get it together before you walk into the month of April. You know, don't fool yourself come April 1st by believing that. Doc, that's not funny. I'm trying to be serious here.
Okay.
Do not fool yourself. Come April 1st saying, you know what, I'm going to get it together. But then yet you didn't shed the graveyard clothes tonight when you heard this message, you know?
Wow.
So even though we're laughing and even though Tiana is chiming in when she's supposed to be at work, wherever she works, you know, this is serious stuff. You
yes.
have to start believing in yourself. You have to let go of that graveyard mentality, that graveyard clothing that's been, you know, you're wearing this graveyard clothing and it's reeking horribly. Everywhere you go, you're smelling foul, and people know it. And isn't it something when people don't even tell you that you're smelling foul or looking foul? Come on,
I don't know,
somebody.
Doc. I never heard that.
Yeah, but if you're wearing graveyard clothes, honey, if you've been dead. Come
they
on.
They said that about my phone, but my phone's smelling.
See, your phone was foul,
but
see, at least that man told you your phone was foul. Yes. You have some people who are in your circle that won't even be that honest with you, though.
Yes. And if you have people like that in your circle, you need to find a new circle. Because what you don't need is yes people and people that are like, no, it's okay. It's not okay. Let's get you right. Let's get you checked. And I'm going to tell you right now, one person that will definitely do that is Doc. Doc don't play. She is not that. Oh, let me rub your back and help you burp and cater and coddle. She gonna get you right. She real and she's raw. And if you're looking for somebody that's gonna smooth stuff over and butter it up and be your mama, she ain't it. You want the real. You want to put in some work and you want to get it done. You need to get in touch with Dr. Brown. And the first place to do that is join her Self Love Starts Now Facebook group. That's what y'all need to do. Just go, hit join. She'll admit you. Admit you sound like you're going to the psych ward, but she'll approve your request to join the group. Doc, tell the people before we wrap up how they can get in touch with you if they want to get some coaching from you. And you've got to be prepared, guys. If you're not prepared, please do not reach out to her. This is not a game. She does not have time for the foolishness, and she will tell you that, too. So don't call her and then be like, oh, namby-pamby. That's not going to work with Doc. You've got to be ready to put in the work. Doc, tell these ladies, these gentlemen, these folks how to get in touch with you. They need to know because they need the real.
Okay. Well, you can definitely email me at drleslie, L-I-E, last name Brown, B-R-O-W-N, at gmail.com. That's drleslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, last name Brown, B-R-O-W-N, at gmail.com. If you send me a quick email and all you have to put in the subject line, 101 coaching, I usually respond in less than 24 hours. Or you can, if you're on Facebook, you can reach out via Facebook, send me a private IM message. I usually respond in less than 24 hours as well. I also have a Facebook page. Some people, they want to join my personal page, but I don't usually put a whole lot of stuff on my personal page per se. But my Faith Heart Coaching page is what it is. So if you go on to facebook.com/Faith Heart Coaching, okay, so it's going to be Faith Heart Coaching with the ing at the end, then you can reach out that way as well. And I'm also on Instagram, and it's Faith Heart Coach on Instagram.
Now, Doc, share with the people, because I know you were just featured in a magazine, and share
yes.
with the people how they can read your story, your feature article. Girl, tell these folks how it's done when you believe and you trust God and you stand on His word. Amazing things will happen. Tell the people what you're up to these days.
Well, I was just I was a part of an article. If you go online, once again, on Facebook, you can definitely read the article on my Faith Heart Coaching page. And so big ups to Jerissa Blunt for that wonderful write-up. And I'm going to be out in Cary, North Carolina, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. They're having a comeback series. That's the name of the event in Cary, North Carolina. So you can find the flyer for that event as well on Facebook. And also, you know, preach at a lot of churches, and I have a live purpose call on the first and the third Saturday of every month for women. So if you join my Self Love Starts Now group, you'll be privy to that call as well.
Awesome. Doc is doing some things. And as she said, as much as we laugh and joke, we about our business. We're about God's business and what He wants us to do. Because we've tried it the other way, right, Doc? We tried it our own way.
Mm-hmm.
We tried driving the car, being in control, running stuff. And I've run into a whole lot of trees doing it that way. And I got a little tired of getting banged up. I got a lot tired, actually, of getting banged up. So I was like, all right, God, you got to take over. You got to take control. And it's not just with big things, people. I mean, the little things. Today I was actually taken through a process, and I got blessed to have a friend of mine, give me a table that I was searching for like 2 weeks. And he just gave it to me. He saved me a couple $100s. And I was so fortunate and so blessed. And so it's for the little things that I say, not just the big things, you know, that I'm like, God, take control of this. I'm like, no, there are little things that go on in my life. And I'm like, God, I can't deal with this person no more. You better go on and step in and handle some stuff going on in here because I know I can't, you know, and I can admit that to my Father when I cannot do something and I really need you to do. I need Him to step in and touch the situation. I need Him. Most of the time, He just has to touch me because it's me, and I have to look at me and my character and what am I putting out there. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I don't want to be perfect. I want to be just who God wants me to be, and I'm not perfect by any means. But that keeps me humble, too. Not being perfect keeps me very humble and very much relying on my Heavenly Father. Right, Doc?
That's right.
You can't be prideful and boastful, and that's not what this is about. And Doc had a very powerful message. I really and truly hope that you guys, for those that missed it, Tiana said she's at work. I don't want to say where because I'm not plugging anybody, but she's at work helping a customer and she's getting this message in. So for those of you that did not, and I'm not putting you on blast, but I am, but you said, oh, my gosh, no, I got something to do. This young lady here is at work, and she still knows how important it is to hear the word of God and to hear that through His messenger that we're blessed to know, which is Dr. Leslie Brown, and she's at work, and she's still getting it in and still getting it done. So for those of you that, oh, I had stuff to do, I got you. Everybody's busy. Guess what? Doc is busy. She had something to do. She took an hour out of her schedule, and she took more than an hour because she had to prepare for this. So she had to get this word from God. And it's about folks starting to get serious, starting to shed these. Doc, I'm going to ask you two things. I want you to give us a final word, of course, and I want you to close us out in prayer. But before you do that, because I definitely want you to end with the prayer, and I want to just say thank you to everyone for tuning in. Tiana, thank you. It was fun going back and forth with you. I will send a picture of my phone when I get it tomorrow, and I will post it on the self-love page, because if I don't, I'm afraid Tiana going to come at me and be like, oh, I thought you said that you were going to do. You're not true to your word. But, guys, I always, always thank you so much for always tuning in and for your support. Definitely next week I will have an update on what I'm doing and the next big thing in my life, next big venture. Doc will always be a part of it. She knows that, even if she try to act like she don't know. That's just how that's going to go. But, guys, I always thank you. And I always want you to remember that your choices determine your destiny. You need to know that. It is not the person next to you, and it's not them, and it's not this person and your husband and your kids and none of that. Your choices determine your destiny, and it's time for us to start taking responsibility and stop trying to point the finger and blame other folks for our mess. But, Doc, just give the people a last word and close us out in prayer, please.
Well, I think the last word tonight, once again, is just believe. Believe, believe, believe. I don't care what you are up against, believe. And remember, Jesus took 4 days to come and meet with Mary and Martha, but he did it on purpose. And so sometimes we have to understand that, guess what, just because God isn't showing up when we want him to show up doesn't mean that he's not in transition or in movement to come to help us. So I want us to learn to shed the graveyard mentality, get rid of the graveyard clothes, and start to prophesy words over your life that's going to transform your mind, that's going to shift your environment, and learn to stand on unshakable faith. So let's bow our head in prayer. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just give you the honor and the praise. We thank you, God, for such an awesome call tonight. And we thank you, God, for all of the people who didn't count it as robbery to come on the phone, God. We thank you, Father God, for Doc and this awesome platform and allowing me to come on the lines and minister to your people and to their hearts, God. We thank you, God, that you're loosing, Father God, the graveyard clothes and the graveyard mentality from off of your peoples in this season, Father God. We thank you, God, because you are a God that can do the possible, God. When man says no, God, you, Father God, can say yes. So we know that. And we're standing on unshakable faith in this season. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody take care and have a blessed night.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Thanks, Doc.